All four prisoners were now ripping tiles from the roof and hurling them through the sizable hole that horde beast weapons had created in the attic floor. Their attack was so ferocious, it had driven the rats from the tower room out onto the spiral staircase. Even Gale Squirrel King was throwing tiles with every ounce of strength he could muster. Dandin took his time, waiting until he could see a venturesome rat poke its head into view before he hurled a tile.
We'll only keep them at bay for as long as these tiles last. Then Negru will send his archers in to pick us off,
he said. Marielle struggled to loosen the tile from a crossbeam.
That's true. Make each shot count. Glockpod, what news?
The butcher bird landed almost sideways, gripping the small flagpole at the apex of the tower.
Listen to this silly idea. It's your only hope.
He explained Aris's scheme to them. Meldrum looked positively crestfallen at the wild notion.
Let me get this straight, you chaps. The otters can send us a rope up that's not very long. Right, then we double it over a beam and one of us swarms down it and swings to and fro until he can reach the battlements at the end of the west wall. He lands on the battlements, then, one by one, the rest of us shimmy down the blinking rope and swing like blooming pendulums until we're all on the bally battlements.
Dandin continued.
Then we loose the rope, hitch it round the battlement and swarm down into the moat, out of the moat, and climb down the rest of the plateau. Sounds dangerous, but I'll risk it. What about you, Meldrum?
Oh, blooming rages! Fiddlesticks! Totally impossible!
Glockpod sneered at the hare.
You frightened, Long Ears.
The old hare flung a tile which took another rat out of commission.
Frightened? I'd be an idiot not to be, a befeathered buffoon. But it's the only way, so Meldrum Fallowthorn will do it. Frightened or not, sir.
Sourgall trotted down the stairs on McGrew's orders to where Greywort was waiting nervously.
Foxwolf says he'll see you now.
Greywort followed Sourgall, probing nervously.
Did he say what he wants me for, mate?
Sourgall shrugged.
Dunno, but you'll soon find out.
The Urgan McGrew smiled at Greywort cordially as he ushered him forward.
I've been hearing good reports about you, rat. Been out helping Queen Silvermaud search for intruders, have you?
Greywort was slightly bewildered, but happy that he was receiving complimentary attention from the Horde leader.
I was just about to, sire, when Bluebane said you wanted to see me. Is there any service I can perform for you?
Negru stopped him two stairs short of the tower room.
On the contrary, Silvermaud tells me that you are a good, trustworthy beast, capable of giving orders. Of course, you've heard what happened to poor Riveneye. He's dead. Unfortunately, my best captain. So there's a small service I can perform for you, my friend. I'm promoting you to captain in Riveneye's place.